This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
Joining me on the phone is Ron Roberts. He is a Fairport Rotarian, past president, and he's on the board of directors, very involved with Rotary over in Fairport. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Yes, so glad you joined us here, Ron. And just tell us, give us a little idea of what you guys are working on and what Fairport Rotary is all about right now.
Well, Fairport Rotary is all about what it's always been all about. And I think the main thing there is giving back to the community and helping others. You know, I've been a Rotarian in Fairport for quite a long time. And it seems to me that the other members and the common denominator among them, although there are many different professions represented in different walks of life, I think it's about people who want to help others, people mm-hmm. who want to give back. And the good thing about Rotary, in my opinion, is that, you know, I think we can accomplish more as a group than perhaps as an individual volunteer in some way. And we get the chance to have fun doing it. I mean, we have a lot of fellowship, and when you've got a group of men and women, younger and older, involved, our own club is around 55, 56 members right now, and you can accomplish quite a bit, and you can have a lot of fun.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, I think there is a lot to be said for that, you know, community effort and working together as a team and everything. And what drew you to Rotary back when you joined, Ron?
A couple things attracted me back in the day, and that is, A, I had friends who were in Rotary, and they were always doing things. And, I would go to a pancake breakfast that was sponsored by Fairport Rotary, and I would be sitting in the, enjoying the pancakes and watching these other people work and having fun doing it and raising money for a good cause. And there are many good causes that we support. And, that kind of a combination of things. You had friends, made a lot more friends in Rotary than the few that I knew when I first joined.
And that's a beautiful thing, being able to make friendship and have that good fellowship, as you mentioned earlier. We are talking with Ron Roberts from the Fairport Rotary. And, is it something where you guys are allowing members as we speak now? Are you looking to grow the organization?
Oh, we're always looking to grow the organization. I mean, the more the merrier, and the more that we have, the more things we can do and the more things we can accomplish. And, it isn't just a one-way street that people get involved and help others. But, there are good things about it. I mean, membership has its own benefits, and networking, for one thing. I mean, a lot of the people that provide professional services to me are friends. There's international travel opportunities. There's fellowship activities. We have guest speakers at every meeting. And you learn a lot. You can have some great things. And, and then above it all, it's not only, I talk about giving back to the community, but frankly, it's also giving back internationally. And Rotary is an international organization, founded 118 years ago. And for example, we have a lot of Fairport, Parenton area charities and organizations that we support, sometimes financially, sometimes by doing, projects for them. But we also have some international ones. The Malawi Africa Children's Village, we've been supporting them for a long time. There's an organization called Humans for Education, and they work to try to get financial independence for impoverished communities in Kenya. And you can work with, there will be a Rotary Club, for example, in Malawi or in Kenya or in Mozambique or who knows where that you can team with. So in kind of on the flip side of that, one of our members, Brad Allen, currently is serving as the host for a Ukrainian family that was displaced by the war in Ukraine, and our club has rallied around that family and helped raise some funds and do some things to help get them settled here in the Rochester area. So there's so many things that Rotary does, and there's also so many things that Rotary can do for a member.
And Ron, I'm looking on your website. I know in the past you guys, like you said, have supported all different charity organizations and local groups and stuff like that. If somebody is listening and maybe they have a local charity, do they reach out to you if they're looking for help, or how does that work as far as them getting a donation?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. There actually is a process that you can go through. You can go to our website, fairportrotary.com, and there is an application form for looking for support. And we're also always looking for speakers. So, very often someplace that we end up supporting is someplace who's come and told us their story. Now, for example, we provided support for the House of Mercy in Rochester for homeless people. The Parent and Food Shelf is something that we support. The Fairport Challenger Baseball for disabled children is another one. And at one time or another, most of those organizations have had somebody come and talk about them and fill us in and let us know the good that they do. And, you know, we have a process. We don't have unlimited funds, but we have a process for evaluating opportunities to financially support charities. And that's all available on the website.
What a great way. I'm just thinking about that. What a great way to learn about your community. I bet you've learned about many organizations you had no idea that even existed right here in our neighborhood by that process.
No question about that. I mean, not only as I mentioned, international, but there are programs that are statewide. People have come and talked to us about, you know, what they, there's one called Spirit New York State that supports homeless high school students. And they now have an outreach in Rochester, but they're beyond just here. You know, most of us never heard of that before until they came, presented a very, very good and very interesting program. And we were hooked, I guess, to the point of saying, yeah, it's a good organization. We'll try and give them some help.
And are you seeing an increased need? You know, I know with the inflation and a lot of uncertainty at times for families. Are you guys seeing a more of a need in the community in that sense?
I don't know. I don't know that we could tie that to inflation or anything. I can tell you that on the other end of it, on our ability to raise funds was certainly hampered during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And, with this say with the flavor event that we're going to talk about here in a minute or two. We haven't been able to hold that since 2020 because of the pandemic. We couldn't get big groups together, and that was our major fundraiser. So that limits our funds at the same time that other places really need funds.
Sure.
So that was not the best of situations, but we found other things to do. We found other ways to try to make up the difference, and we did the best we could through that. But now we're back on the beam again, and we're able to fire up that good fundraiser of ours.
And we are talking with Ron Roberts from the Fairport Rotary. And Ron, yeah, tell us about this event that you guys are finally able to do in our post-pandemic world here. Once again, Savor the Flavor of Fairport.
Yeah, Savor the Flavor of Fairport. And this will be the 13th one that we've done. But we haven't done one in 3 years because of the pandemic. And basically, it's March 5th, Sunday, March 5th. It goes from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, and it is a Savor the Flavor of Fairport, meaning that we have on hand, we'll have about 21, 22 restaurants offering samples of their food. We'll have, I think we've got about 20 wineries from the Finger Lakes area, each one, obviously, offering samples of wine. We've got distilleries. I think there's at least a half a dozen distilleries who are offering their products. And we got breweries. In fact, we have some, I think it's 16, 17 different kinds of brews, beers available. And we put that in one area where we match them up with a couple of pizza shops and Amazing Grains, which offers salty pretzels and so forth. So that's kind of a separate area. On top of that, we have many silent auction items and raffle items, all the typical ways that when you go to an event of this magnitude and this scale, people can mingle and have fun and go around to all the different places as much as they want. And the tickets for that are $40 a person. That hasn't changed in the last several years. And you can get tickets from any Fairport Rotarian. You can buy them on our website. You can get them at Lions National Bank. Lions National Bank is and has been for 6 years our title sponsor. So the parent and branch has tickets. Lisa's Liquor Barn also has tickets. And you can buy them at the door. So if you make a decision on Sunday morning, March 5th, that you'd like to come out and sample some wonderful food and beverages and have some fun, and you can come at 1 o'clock and purchase a ticket.
No, it sounds like a lot of fun, especially, we've been spoiled by the mild weather, the last couple of weeks here, Ron, but we're due for that winter weather, and what a great fun indoor activity on March 5th. And we do have so many delicious wineries and microbrews and food right here in our community. And you guys are pulling it all together so you can go sample it and support a great cause, the Fairport Rotary, while you're doing so.
I'm not sure that I'm sure in all of that description that I mentioned that it was at Eagle Vale Golf Club, which is just north of the village of Fairport on 9 Mile Point Road. So it's a wonderful facility. And we have upstairs and downstairs at Eagle Vale. And Eagle Vale is where we hold our weekly meetings, too. And anyone interested, we'd love to have them drop in on a Monday night at 6:15 and take a look at our club, or contact us through the website if they'd like to be considered. And, you know, I know Rotary is bigger, obviously, than just Fairport. You know, we're members of districts. Our club is a member of District 7120. There are 66 clubs in that district in 11 counties. Wow. Around this area. And so, you know, people who may be listening who don't live or work anywhere near Fairport or Parenton, there is a Rotary Club near you, and you can get involved.
And, Ron, you can, if somebody is listening, they could just drop in on a Monday evening to check it out?
Sure. Be happy to have them.
That's great. Yeah, so no need to make a reservation. If you're interested in, you know, giving back to your community and finding out what Rotary is all about, you can do so at Eagle Vale. But like Ron said, many Rotary organizations across our area for sure. And I'm looking for you to explain, as somebody that's not a Rotarian, Ron, I noticed this on your website, the four-way test there, the ethical guide that you guys have. What is that all about?
Well, it is, you're gonna challenge me now because I don't have it in front of me. I should know it by heart, but it's simply four little questions you can ask yourself about any situation. Like, is it fair to all concerned? Is it something that will, you know, build goodwill and better friendships and so forth? So there are four points to it. And it's just some of the members have it on their desk at their office or whatever. And it's just something kind of keep in mind. How your actions or what you're thinking about doing might impact somebody else or a situation.
I feel like in this, unfortunately, in the social media world that we live in, or in the, you know, the 10-second attention span world that we live in, that's a good mantra, if you will, to live by, to look at yourself first and say, how am I coming across, or how am I working with my fellow neighbor, and view it that way, you know?
Yeah, speaking of social media, I think the first one of those is truth.
yes, it is on there, yes.
Yeah, is it the truth and fair to all concerned? So, you know, so much that gets put out, unfortunately, it's somewhere shy of the truth.
You know, like you said, in this world that we live in now, what a great example to have there. But hey, we are speaking with Ron Roberts from the Fairport Rotary, and in particular, not only talking about all the things that you guys do in the Fairport Parenting community statewide and international, but the Savor the Flavor event coming up on March 5th. And you guys, you mentioned earlier, Ron, that you guys do some hands-on projects. Do you guys have another hands-on project coming once the weather starts to get nice?
I'm sure we will, and they're not always the same. I mean, some are the same. For example, we have projects out at the High Acres Trails out here in Parenton. You know, we have a Adopt the Highway where we clean up a section of Arrow Road out here, which is, you know, sponsored by Monroe County. Each year, there's something different. In the past year, we built two homeless shelters and delivered them downtown in Rochester, coordinated through the House of Mercy. We had a project at the Veterans Outreach Center where we simply went in and helped them do a landscape project. You're never quite sure what the opportunity is going to be. There's a clean sweep every year in Fairport, just what you'd expect. It's a Saturday morning. You go out with shovels and rakes and so forth and help spiff everything up. So there are some things, projects that we do pretty much once a year. And there are always new ones, and there's always opportunity. There are always people coming and looking for help. And as I say, one of the good things about Rotary is we have a wide variety of people with different kinds of abilities and skills. And, you know, often, you know, somebody coming to look for assistance or a worthy organization will find just the kind of, you know, advice and counsel and ability that they might be looking for.
That's a very powerful thing that you guys have there with all those different knowledge bases and skill sets. And I'm just wondering, so is this an actual mobile shelter that you guys built for the House of Mercy? I'm so curious.
Well, it's actually part of a project. It's a kit. It's not small. It's a big, I wish I knew the dimensions, but it's very sturdy. And we built it in one of the business facilities of one of our members. And it was so tall that we had trouble getting it out the door.
Oh my God.
on the trailer, get out the door. But yeah, we built a couple of them, and my understanding now is that they're I mean, this is big, much beyond just Rochester, that you can get these kits and build these things. And so there are going to be other opportunities to put in other areas of need. Whether we'll be doing another one or not, I have no idea. And other Rotary clubs, and I'm sure other organizations have done the same.
And what a great way for creative minds to come up with a solution that is, it's a nationwide, worldwide problem, which, great thinking on your guys' part, for sure.
Because it's a national and international organization, there's a lot of opportunity. It's not just what we think of, but Rotary International has these different programs and different suggestions and different things that you can get involved in. And, some of it is raising money, some of it isn't. There's also grant money that comes to us, and we've used district grant money, and then we match it, and we can kind of leverage our existence as a club by the fact that we are affiliated with a major and international organization.
Well, and it's you guys all pulling together, like you said, to make it happen, which is a really nice thing. We are talking again with Ron Roberts from Fairport Rotary. And again, if you've been listening and you want to become involved, or you just want to check it out and kind of do some more digging, they do meet on Mondays, the first Monday of the month, right over Eagle Vale.
We meet at Eagle Vale Golf Club, and we're always happy, always looking for new members and people that are interested and would like to, kind of give back to the community.
And of course, if you're looking for a great date opportunity or something fun to do, and you can support the Fairport Rotary and all their charitable efforts with Savor the Flavor of Fairport, that again is Sunday, March 5th at Eagle Vale. Tickets available on their website, fairportrotary.com, or from a local Rotarian or the L&B branch over there. Ron, thanks for joining me this morning.
Well, I appreciated the opportunity to chat with you. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 102.7 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.